Yeah, so you had to enter in the competition, which was online. You know, send a 20-second pitch video on what your idea of the story that you wanted to do was.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and pretty much if they liked it, you got it. If they didn't, then I guess you didn't. But I guess I was lucky enough to get it, which is really cool because I didn't think that a story like mine would actually be of interest in this way.
What was your pitch for the entry?
So my pitch was about a trans person coming out. So it's actually more along the lines of my journey and how I came out. And it's a bit minimal because it's only 50 seconds, but it gives an insight into sort of my journey and how I went about doing things and, yeah.
Wow, and you're really into wanting to tell your story about your journey as a young trans person. And so you're from Toowoomba, and I mean, I grew up in Logan City. I've got relatives out at Toowoomba, and I know what that place is like for an Aboriginal youth who is coming out as a trans person. I know how severe the communities are out there and a lot of racism towards Aboriginal people. So do you want to talk a bit about your journey? Because we've seen, a lot of us would have seen you on the Brother Boys episode for Living Black TV. So you want to talk a bit about that journey and from having that exposure on Living Black television, do you want to talk a bit about some of the responses and support that you've received?
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess, like, living areas firstly. I actually came out in Townsville, so it was my hometown.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was an awesome response. Like, everyone there, the community there that I was engaged with was really cool about it, and they were super supportive. But since moving down to Toowoomba, it's been quite a shift. Like, don't really know where I stand with anymore. There's days where I do fear for my personal safety. Living down there was just how some people react about other trans or non-binary or LGBTI people.
Mm.
But, yeah, like, since the video, I've had, great responses. I guess I've had people come up to me and say, oh, we saw your video. But, yeah, no, it's been really good, and it's really inspired me to continue doing what I'm doing because it's quite a diverse topic itself. It's a trans person of colour, so not only do I have, transphobia to worry about, I suffer racial discrimination on a regular basis.
Yep. So it's fairly interesting because at the moment, a lot of people and elements of the federal government are lobbying for safe schools. So you're 17 now. Did you go through high school?
Yeah, I did about a year and a half of high school, and I missed 1 year, and I did change college for the last 2 years of my schooling life. Yeah.
Do you want to talk a bit about, for you coming out as a trans person, Townsville is equally as hard as Toowoomba would be, and I understand the issues around safety in schools and bullying and violence. So can you talk about, how old you were when you realised that you were a trans youth and, what you needed to do for your journey so that you could have a level of well-being?
Yeah. I guess starting off in primary school, I had feelings of identifying as another gender. Growing up, I was a real tomboy. I guess I wasn't told anything about it. Like, I grew up in a Christian home and they didn't discuss anything about anything to do with LGBT, and it was highly frowned upon. And then I went to high school. I went to a public high school where a lot of kids were, LGBT. And so I sort of started delving into that world of that. And then, I guess the last 2 years of my schooling life, I came out last year. And I was at the trades college, but because it's a trades college, you have to wear the same uniform, which was just a tradies work shirt and long pants. And it was really gender neutral, which I really, really liked the fact that it was, because I guess no one sort of battered an eyelid about what you wore because it was all the same.
Yeah, I worked with a woman the last couple of years who was on her journey to become a man. And she copped a lot in the workplace because she was on the phones and they were saying that she still had to speak with, a more feminine voice, and she wasn't actually allowed to transition while she was at work. So
wow.
it was a very difficult journey, and now I'd like, you know, I haven't actually seen him now. I'd actually like to see him. Such a wonderful person. But yeah. So there's issues in the workplace, and people notice that, you know, the change, and want to talk to you about it as well. And people who are going, obviously, and you'd know for yourself, when you're going through that journey, you do want to talk about it. It's not something, the part about not talking about it is why we end up having issues around suicidality and self-harm.
Yeah, exactly.
What advice would you give now for any young person who needs to make that journey as a trans youth?
Definitely do your research before you even think about telling other people. If you have that access to be able to check out online resources, that's a good start. But if you don't, you know, if you go to a school that is supported by Safe Schools, talk to someone there who helps run it, because they can point you in the right direction. But, you know, if maybe even if you see a counsellor, or most mental health places, if you have any ties to them, or even if you want to go to see them, they can point you in the right direction from there about, you know, where to go, who to see, help you book appointments if need be to see psychologists. Just sort of been sussing out before, you know. So I had a question about, oh, what do you think about, you know, LGBT people, or sort of something in that category of diversity. I guess just rate how they react. If they're hostile to it, maybe don't do it just yet. If they're open for it, I guess it's up to you then when you want to have that conversation with them. Don't feel like you have to have all your ducks in a row within the first 3 months of coming out or something. Like, it's a long process, and you have to be in the long haul for it.